Wrangell's existing water treatment plant has been experiencing issues for years. Too much organic material in the water and not being able to produce enough water at times. Wrangell's capital projects director, Amber El-Haddad, says the new water treatment plant is now in its commissioning stage. That means an entire team of contractors, engineers, and others has been working on site to reach the end result. There's also a lot of water sampling and testing with the State Department of Environmental Conservation to ensure potable water safety.
There's a big heavy lift, and we're at the end now, and we should be by the end of March sending new treated water out to the community.
El-Haddad says they're almost 90% done as of the end of January. She says the borough started this project with a pilot plant study almost a decade ago. She says the city's expecting 100% reimbursement from state and federal funds. But right now, things are a little unclear with the new federal administration's pause on grant and loan funding. She says it does appear federal funds will come through, though.
Just this week, we have had our two federal funding agencies move to approve the most recent progress pay request from our general contractor on this project.
El-Haddad says for all the construction costs to date, they've submitted reimbursement requests and received much of that already. Borough manager Mason Villarma says they're expecting roughly $5 million more in reimbursement. He says the federal funding pause doesn't really have anything to do with Wrangell's infrastructure.
At the end of the day, there's nothing fluffy about it. There's no DEI involvement. There's no gender ideology criteria. There's no climate criteria. Really, there was, you know, some provisions, but I don't see why that would influence a major water treatment plant critical infrastructure.
He says the borough feels confident they'll get the water treatment plant done, even if they don't get reimbursed for the last amount of funds. He says the city has buffers in place for emergency circumstances, and they could cover it. In total, the water treatment plant project has cost roughly $23 million. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.